Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with two best friends where we dissect everything TV.
Because you've not been well, you're really trying to put game face on.
I can't swallow.
As possible. I know, I can see it. Like...
Yeah, it hurts to swallow.
Yeah.
Why don't you take this one down then?
No, I like watching you do it.
All right. Hello, everybody. No.
Are we going again?
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast hosted by two best friends where we talk about our endless quest to be megastars.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be an endless quest because we're both to what we do.
No, we're not.
We are. Oh, but on that note, explicit note, there's going to be swearing. I'm drinking. If you don't like it, go yourself.
You.
Completely unnecessary, but I like it.
Good start. I quite like that start. You can also catch us on YouTube every Friday. We listened to the fans. We're putting out the full episode.
And there's extra bits on it.
There's extra bits.
Yeah, it's not just the Monday thing. There's extra bits on the YouTube.
Oh, what kind of extra bits, Pete?
Don't know, just extra bits. There's more.
Pete hasn't even watched it. I've watched the whole thing, and I've made Zara watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't watch or listen to myself, do I?
Well, I do. So all you've got to do is type in Staying Relevant into YouTube. You'll get it. We're on the YouTube Shorts. We're on the full length. We've got it all. We've monopolised it. We're there.
What are you saying? What you said in a car? We're on the short format.
No, I was going to sell you a car.
Anything
like,
you want, we've got it. All right, come to me and I'll sell you a car.
No, I wouldn't be like that. I'd be like, oh, sir.
Sir.
Come on, come over here.
Where are you selling this car?
I've been really ill.
Is everything okay?
No, it's not. I've been really ill this week.
Yeah, you look fine.
I've been at home. I've been recovering, resting, recuperating. There's definitely been something going around. I barely actually managed to make it in here, to be fair. Yeah. I literally struggled to even walk up the stairs. So you're lucky I'm here.
Did you? But you were fine to jump on your little moped and fly through town.
Actually, I wasn't because I didn't have any goggles. So literally, you know, it was
goggles?
Raining. Yeah, I need to buy some...
What, like swimming goggles?
Yeah, I need to buy some bike goggles. Because, mate, it was raining.
Why don't you just get a helmet with a fucking visor?
I don't have one, but you're right, I need to get one. But the rain was battering my eyeballs. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get here, but I did get here.
Mm. I mean, your little hairdryer only goes as fast as someone walking, so I can't imagine it was battering
that's
your
eyes. I've put it to 45 before, so that's a lie.
Oh, well done. What have you done this week?
Oh, yeah. So I've been ill. Yeah.
And that there we go. And that's
well, I had tonsillitis. Well, I have tonsillitis. So I've actually had to pull out of work. I had to pull out of radio.
Yeah.
And I had to pull out of the Love Island podcast as well. So it's been really tough, to be honest.
Yeah, because I mean, it must be hard, you know, because your job is so strenuous and that. So.
Do you know what? It involves my voice.
It sounds perfectly fine to me. I don't know about you.
No, it's definitely very pussy at the back.
I know your boss is over there, but
don't do that.
The voice sounds fine.
She's laughing, so she knows that I'm telling the truth.
I would at least try and fake it a little
bit. It's scary though when you're trying to ask for time off. Because like I've never had a sick day. Well, so you've never had a boss, mate, because you're a job's worth. But like, you know, Pete's now got one of them jobs that, you know, when people go on the Daily Mail. What do they actually do? Like, how about you go and stop doing this stupid thing, get a real job. You're that guy. I'm going to start commenting on the Daily Mail online, being like, God, Pete, go and get a real job.
I think it is you. But it's good that you've now, what is your job title?
I have an account just in case I want to write something on Daily Mail.
What do you mean, just in case you want
to? But it won't let me actually, I've tried once to be like, he's actually a really nice guy.
Why would you... Hold on.
Because someone was really mean and I went, I'm going to start a fucking account. And I was like, and I was just going to be like, well, actually, he's a really nice guy.
I've told you before.
Terry 5678.
I've told you, you've got to stop commenting on things.
But I couldn't actually. It didn't let me. You've got to jump through a lot of hoops.
Sort of person, have you got a fake Instagram as well?
No, I've got a football Instagram though.
Oh no, well, let's not get started on that one because that killed me. That did.
Pete came on. I was doing a football rant on Sam T Footy, which is my Instagram account, and I was doing a rant about Chelsea
for about 20 minutes.
And he came in and bullied me in front of all of my followers. I have 10,000 followers on my football account. I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, but on the live, there was only 6 people watching.
No, there was 100. There was actually 100. There was 100 people
mate,
watching.
I'm telling you now, I think I might have screenshotted it at the time.
I did a couple of football Chelsea blog posts as well.
Have you got a blog?
No, it's not like a blog. It's like where it's like a tweet.
I mean, you just called it a blog.
Yeah, but I like to call it. It's my personal blog.
Can we? What's it called? Where do we find this? Can I read one of your posts out, please?
No, because they're really
give
lame.
It to me. Give it
no,
to me.
No, because they're actually
Sam,
really
Sam,
lame.
Listen, you did
because I replied to
me.
People
give it to
and
me.
I
give it to me. Come on, because we'd like to know what you've been doing this week. Your football account on Twitter, Which is doing well because you've got one follower.
No, it's because it's where I write my reviews on Chelsea. But I know no one on my... When I was doing it on my Instagram...
Just cathartic for you?
Yeah, because everyone goes, we don't want to see this content. So I just make a little different one.
Okay, so let's listen to Sam. Let's find a good one where someone's...
Well, I've only replied to two of them.
Okay.
It's quite a new thing.
So this week, 14 hours ago this was, I watched Man U and the way they are drilled and working by Ten Hag, who commands the ultimate respect in an old school way, but with the new age tactics, and think, we will never have that under Potter, no matter how much back in. As a Chelsea fan, it's sad. You are fucking pathetic.
Yeah, but it's because no one cares about my football stuff, so I got to write it somewhere. No, don't. What is it?
I honestly, I don't think I've ever been more... embarrassed for you.
I'm getting really
hot. Old Trafford was bouncing and I just watched and thought, that's the magic of football. And I just can't understand how you don't see it. The magic is completely gone. We are turning into a data-driven machine team with no soul. Oh, wow. My issue is actually about the soul of the club. I'm definitely in the minority, but I don't want a machine club that has a yes man that shows no passion on the touchline.
I don't.
Entertain me. Make me feel something.
Yeah, I don't. That's exactly how I feel. That's exactly how I feel. I would absolutely love a threesome with you. I would love, not with my missus.
I was just about to say, are you offering Zara up?
No.
Is that what we're doing?
Not.
Because I'm up for that.
No, not with Zara. So like, obviously.
Oh, you want to cheat on Zara?
No.
With me and someone else?
No, in an ideal world. In a parallel universe, I would love to, like me and you, just like touching hands.
Is someone else involved in this or are we just missionary touching hands? What do you mean? What a fucking weird thing to say. All right, so if you were going to have a threesome then,
yeah.
Who would the two people you'd want to have a threesome with?
You.
I don't want you there.
Why would I want you there
in the corner going, you're doing a great job, Pete. How am I doing? Because you've been bluffing on everything.
I would bluff you.
No, this is a hypothetical situation because I'm not going to have a threesome with you.
Okay.
So it's not like potentially going to happen and you might offend Zara. It's not going to happen.
Me.
So who would it be?
Me, you...
It doesn't have to be me, Sam.
Me.
Of all the people in the world, I don't want to be there. I don't have to be there.
Me, you, and Adele. Like, you could also have a really nice conversation. She'd sing. It'd be like...
I feel like you'd be singing her.
Why?
Like, you'd be singing, like, you know, Make Me Feel Your Love or some shit or whatever that song was. Actually, no, you'd be like, what's that? Rumour has it. You'd be singing that in the corner.
Seems to know quite a few Adele songs.
I love Adele. I'd happily have a night with Adele as long as you're not there. This week, I've been quite busy.
Well, you've been up. Thank God for that. Because I feel like I've been really holding the fort.
Well, not really. You know,
Sam Thompson going out here, doing this, doing that. Pete just sitting there going, well, yeah, I did charity win.
I did that this week as well. This week, I fell over face first.
That's just a byproduct of being old.
No.
That's just needing a hip replacement, mate.
You say that.
I would love to see you just walking and falling.
I was with the dogs, and this is a byproduct of being old, and I tried to jump over a fallen tree.
No.
And slipped and went face down.
Did anyone see?
Yes, someone actually came to help me up.
No! Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Did you say thank you, sir? Thank you kindly.
I must have gone so ripped. I had mud all over my face, everything.
What did you say?
I just went, oh, fuck me. Like, I'm not even drunk. You know, you try and make them, them jokes. So, yeah, that was... Anyway, that's the end of the story.
I absolutely love that. Did your foot trip over the log?
No, I just thought I had more jump in my legs than I did. So I didn't actually make it over. It just sort of... my legs didn't come high enough.
Because... Them knees just didn't really...
And
them old knees.
Yeah, it really hurt. And then I had to go home and put my ankle on ice.
No!
It really hurt.
Wait, boy or girl? Sorry, man or woman?
It was a fella.
Fella, how old?
About 60.
So, oh no! You're being held up by the 60-year-old man! Oh God! Tell me exactly what he said.
He said, you're right then, mate. I went, yeah, I'm not even drunk. And he went, oh, it happens to us all.
Oh yeah, when you get... if he had gone, when you hit this age, mate, don't I know it.
To the point, obviously, I was with the dogs as well, and genuinely, I think my dogs were actually embarrassed because they didn't look at me for about 2 days.
Well, they can't. They've got no eyes.
That's so out of order. I hope all the animal people come after you.
Well, I hope they come after you, seeing as you keep blinding your pets, and not me.
And take your fucking cats away.
Well, we treat our cats very well.
And then when one of your cats went to the vet, you just called everyone and went, cat's dying. It had a bad stomach.
We were shitting everywhere. I thought it was the end. I was actually like, oh no, and the Zara was in tears. It was a really bad time.
For about 2 hours, and the cat came back and it was fine. It had a bad stomach because it had eaten something that you'd left around.
Probably.
I also got a lovely picture from Sam this week whilst he was ill, saying that he was lonely and bored, and sent me a picture of him in the bath.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that was, you didn't reply either.
No, because you said, send me a picture of you. And I found it weird. Because you were in the bath wanting pictures of me, and I thought...
No, I'll tell you why, that you've given no context. Is Pete was also in the bath. And so I was like,
not together. And it also wasn't a planned, let's bath together at the same time tonight. Sam was at his house, I was at my house.
Yeah, but Pete went, I'm in the bath. And I went, oh, great, I'll get in the bath. So I got in the bath. And then we were both in the bath on the phone to each other. And then he went, this is getting weird, so we hung up. And so I then sent him a photo, being like, send me a photo of you in the bath.
So anyway.
But why wouldn't you do that?
Why would I?
Because we're mates. You find it weird that I sent a photo of you? A guy on your favourite show, Love Island, got into a bath with another guy naked.
Cool.
Yeah, but is that weird or not to you?
Why? What's the context?
There's a guy called Tom who's already in the bath, right? And the guy goes, oh, can I come in? He goes, yeah, sure. He goes, can I get naked? The guy goes, well, if you want.
And well, I'll tell you what the context of that is they would never normally do that, but a producer's gone, that'll be really funny and everyone will love it. That's the context of that one, mate, is that someone's gone, that'll be really funny, everyone will love it, the bromance, and that'll really get you up in the fucking ratings or however the fuck it works. And that's why they've done it. They're probably thinking, get your fucking soggy little flaccid dick off me. It doesn't really make a difference. But because someone, a producer, has told them to do it and they're all fucking desperate, like all of us are, to fucking achieve something in life, they thought, yeah, I'll get in a bath naked with some geezer I don't really know. But they've been told to do that, obviously.
Do you know what though, like, this is, I spend too much time on this podcast because I'm now a cynic. I'm so cynical. When I watch Love Island, right, I go and do After Sun, my views are so you. And like, people hate it. People literally tweet in being like, he's just saying, like, why would you ever, like, agree with them? Blah, blah. And I'm sitting there with Pete's opinion being like, no, he's doing that for camera.
I keep getting, funny enough, talking about After Sun, people messaging me saying that I need to go on it.
I would absolutely die if you were on it.
I've never seen the fucking show. It'd be cancelled within about fucking 30
seconds. No, it wouldn't.
30 seconds.
It'd be fucking brilliant. So if you were on After Sun, right, because the sofa's like that, yeah, and I'm Maya. What do you think of Tom and
But I don't know any of them.
Okay, but just pretend you do. Right, so what do you think about Will and Jesse? They're cute, aren't they?
Not really. They probably hate each other in real life, but obviously, you know, they probably got the best chance of winning if they pretend they were a proper couple. You know, obviously.
Well, no, they normally stay together for like a good 6 months.
Yeah, because they have to. They're contractually obliged to stay together because they get more work in that 6 months as a couple. They'll do an okay photo shoot. One of them will get fucking boohoo and the other thing. And then they do a couple of events together. Everyone falls in love with a dream. They'll get loads of fucking interactions on Instagram doing lovey-dovey posts. And then it'll all come out. And then it'll be, oh God, I can't believe I really fell in love with him in the 3 weeks that I was on the show and everyone told me to fall in love with him and I really meant it. Fuck off, you fucking prat.
Wow, there you go.
How's that?
Let's get Pete on After Sun.
See you all soon, ITV.
I'm going to get fired.
That's a bad time. Anyway, staying relevant. What have you done this week then, Sam?
Well, I haven't done much, mate, because I've been lying in bed.
What is the point of you being on this podcast?
Well, don't know, because normally I do some fun shit. Yeah, yeah. Talking about the Paul Rudd thing, went to the Brits, did like all that kind of stuff. It's been a slow week. I understand that. You know what, actually, this is funny, actually. I was talking to the, I've got an agent, right? The reason I like make it seem weird is because it is odd that we have agents. Like, there's not really much need, to be honest, for an agent. But we have them.
Well, they're the only one that's trying to get us work. We wouldn't get any on our own, would we? So there is a fair need for them.
So we have agents, right? And bless them. They, you know, they sort of humour us. And, I called my agents this week and I was like, any work, guys? you get, have you ever had this response? I get it every year. Yeah, mate, look, Jan, Feb, like, it's a tough time of year. Like, it's slow. It's traditionally, really, it's a slow time of the year. And then you're like, okay, fine. Then you call them in March, April, springtime. Always been a struggle. Like, no one's got their budgets ready. And then they go, Christmas? Terrible. Everyone's always off. No one's ever around.
It does seem to be that it's always a tough time.
Yeah, it's always a time. Bear in mind, everyone else is getting work, yeah, but then you call your agent and you go, so, any nibbles? And they're like, no, it's mate, it's a, trust me, no one's getting any work at the moment. It's a really, really, it's tough out there.
Yeah, and then you follow your agents on Instagram and they announce some great big deals for the other clients they've got.
Roman Kemp smashing it.
Yeah, he's absolutely blinding, isn't it? Yeah. But then he does turn up to work.
Don't do that. I've taken, basically, for the listener, I've taken 3 days off.
Yeah. And also, you can't keep saying this as well now. You're actually not really supposed to be on this podcast.
Why?
Because it's called Staying Relevant, and you've just gone, well, normally it's me every week with Paul Rudd and going to the Brits and doing all this, and then suddenly you've had 3 days off work, and suddenly you're coming back after 3 days off, going, it's just no nibbles, I've just got no work, just don't know what to do, you know?
Are you getting nibbles?
I've got some really interesting... I've had to diversify.
Okay. Charity work wasn't doing it for you.
I've had to look at doing something. So we've got some interesting things coming up.
Do you know, but this is why, just before you crack on, this is why Staying Relevant, I think, is actually so good, because there will be weeks, most of them are weeks like this, where we are just failing. Like, what can we do to move forward?
Well, you could turn up to work.
Don't fucking say that. I mean, that's my boss is right there.
Well, I'm just saying.
And I am actually ill.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to go to work if you were in my...
I've never had a sick day. I was here 2 weeks ago having sleeping on the floor.
Because you went out and got pissed.
Doesn't matter. I was still in a worse situation than you because you've got a little tiny cough.
No, it's a really bad, really bad thing.
Sounds absolutely fine. You've not coughed once since you've been here.
It's not cough, actually. It's pus. A bit grim, isn't it?
Next, that's the second pus mention we've had today. So you haven't really done anything. So who's been doing your work? Because obviously you're such a big high flyer now. You know, hits can't run without you. That's what you say to me all the time. I don't know what they'll do if I weren't here.
I know. I've never said that in my entire life.
So who's been covering for you?
That I don't actually know. Lucy, do you know who's covered for me by any chance? I don't know.
Oh, your show's that much of a success, they just stopped it.
Well, we actually get the Radar numbers quite soon, which I'm terrified about, because if they're bad, hello. Because you know what's annoying as well? We got a company-wide email from them.
I love the fact that you're now part of the company email.
We got a company-wide...
I can't wait for the day that you do that thing where you accidentally forward the wrong thing to the company. You're going to be that guy, aren't you?
No,
you
but what I will
send
be...
something really inappropriate.
What I will be doing is going, as per my last email, and now I can be like, circling back...
How do you sign off from your
best?
Just best.
Yeah, best, Sam Thompson. Is that bad?
Yeah. Why do you think that's quite a cool way to doing it?
No, because every time I would receive them from like professional people, they would say best. I was like, I'm gonna adopt that.
All right. And how do you start them? Hi guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An exclamation mark. Hey.
Oh, you go. With,
yeah,
hey.
Because otherwise it's just a bit wanky, I think. But we got a company wide email being like, when the other Radar numbers came out for the whole station. This is before I was on it. And so they were like, he was like, we're up. The big boss is like, we're up, we're flying, we're doing really, really well. Well done, everyone. It was like a congratulatory email. And they were like, Sam, yours come out in a couple of months. I was like, oh, I'm not even part of the good one. So if it goes badly, it's my fault.
Yeah, so you could have bombed. You could bomb.
I could bomb it, yeah. I hope I don't. And if you are listening to this and you do fancy listening to me every 7 till 10 p.m. on Hits.
No, no, no.
Please,
no.
I need a plug. Come on, please.
No.
Help me. Help
and if you're lucky, he'll turn up. If not, there might be a different presenter. Who knows? In which case, then listen to it.
It's not fair.
I might actually listen. If I'd have known you'd have been off this week, I would have listened. After the break, we're going to find out what Peter's done to stay relevant this week.
And we're also going to have a lot of fun.
So, Pete, what have you done this week to stay relevant?
Are you ready?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I've done, Stan.
Okay, here we go. Peter James Wicks, what have you been up to?
I've had an interesting week. But staying relevant wise, I went and did a friend of the show's live tour.
Oh, Grace Barry.
Grace Barry did the Saving Grace live tour. Absolutely packed, sold out. She smashed it. I came away from it embarrassed.
Why?
I was heckled.
By who?
They are very young.
How young?
We're talking like 18, 19 sort of year old people.
Wait, can we just paint a picture of this? Sorry, there's too much content here to not.
She's been doing this live tour, and it's fucking great. She has different guests come on different nights, but no one knows who the guests are until they get there. So obviously, normally, you know, with the guests that she's had, YouTubers and fucking TikTokers and fucking Love Island people and all that.
And then they come on,
everyone goes, ah! So she did that, and tonight we've got Pete Wicks, and it was sort of a...
Oh no! So this is my question then. You're behind the curtain. Grace Keeling, Grace, aka Grace Barry, right, is the biggest female podcaster in the UK at the moment. Pete's gone and done her thing. And to be honest, you probably all listen to her stuff anyway. And Pete's gone and done stuff. So old Peter Wicks is standing behind the curtain waiting to be introduced, right? Grace says what?
I tried to find someone who is as miserable as me, and I've succeeded, something along them lines. So it's Pete Wicks.
So do you walk out from behind the curtain, puts his hand up. What did you do? Because you get quite awkward with those things, I feel like. I don't know what you would do.
So I think I sat down and went, well, that wasn't a fucking great response, was it? So obviously you sort of do the podcast on stage, and Grace is fucking great. So me and her, like, I get on really well with Grace. Like, we love her, don't we? She's really good. So me and her just sort of having a laugh, and then we're asking different things. Then I started getting heckled.
But how do they heckle you? Is it the age?
Grace, bless her, kept doing the whole thing. Oh, well, you know, ladies want to know if he's single. No one wanting to know.
No! That's your go-to.
And
that's your big thing.
But what we did start getting was, my mum loves you! And it was literally just people talking about their mums.
That's not that bad heckling, though, is it?
No. And then it got to the point where we then did some questions from the audience, or advice and stuff from the audience.
From you and Grace Barry?
Yeah. And I may have said some slightly awkward things.
What did you say?
Someone said they were from Norfolk. I said all the kids there have got web feet.
Oh, no.
She was on the front row. That didn't go down well. Then they would ask him what icks were, and some girl in the front row who looked about 15 said, I was an ick, just full stop.
What's your ick? Pete Wicks? No. What did you say?
I really had to bite my, because you know, he's
you
one
were
going to
come
back
and be like, well, you're an ugly fucker yourself.
I would never say something like that, Sam.
Betty.
But yeah, it was pretty tough going.
Was it?
But Grace, fucking great.
Yeah, you don't need to fluff it. It's
and
fine.
Even at one point, actually, this is quite funny. So she also brought some people on, and she had a similar sort of like set up to this. There was like a chair and then some extra chairs. And then she brought some people on to tell their stories and embarrassing stories. And at one point, I became Debbie McGee.
I loved her. Debbie McGee.
Yeah, it's magic.
Yeah.
She was like, Paul Dance. So basically, they had to tell embarrassing stories, and the worst, the out of three stories, the two worst stories got a shaving foam pie to the face,
right.
Which they asked me to do, and I said no, I can't be shaving foam pie.
You're such a miserable bastard. Do you know what? I can see it now, because you do it for this. Where you sit there, like, I'm not doing that. You should. I spoke
Sam,
to my agent.
Sam,
I'm
Sam,
not doing that.
Sam, let me just put this into context. I'm an old man, right?
Another way who finally admitted it.
Who was gonna shave him foam pie to the face a young girl on stage.
Who's the young girl?
Well, I don't know. It was just a random people from the audience.
18-year-old.
Doesn't look fucking great, does it? Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, fucking, there you go, you bitch.
Yeah, well, to be fair, you did punch someone in SAS Two Days Wins, didn't you?
God's sake. Anyway, yes, I did. Felt good. No.
Do you know what's so funny is that we are now, because Pete's fucking old-ish, right? We'll take that. You're old-ish, right?
Yeah, I'll do that.
And
I look older than I am.
And I wasn't even invited. Pete is now getting invited to go and be a guest on someone who, we're doing the same thing, we're doing podcasts, right? And he's getting invited to go and do their live show of someone who's 25. You're 10 years older.
Yeah, fuck, I am, yeah.
As a guest. And you're getting heckled. So they wheeled Pete on, and they'd be like, hello, guys, this is Pete Wicks. He's from the old days. Like, back in the day, he used to be quite famous on TOWIE when he was actually good. And then they'd be like, oh, yeah, it's a boo. You're a fucking ick. Where's your tooth? And then they just wheeled him back out. And Grace Barry's gone, thank you, everybody. 25 years old, got a whole life ahead of her, and already way further than we ever will be.
Yeah, it's true. But although, on the plus side, you weren't even there and got heckled.
No, fuck off. Really?
Yep.
That's savage. Why? Who said
someone
that?
Someone shouted out, where's Sam? And someone else shouted, who the fuck gives a shit?
No!
So, you weren't even there and got heckled, Sam.
Was it a boy or girl who said, who gives a shit?
I don't know. Do you know what is mad, though, is when you do these things? Because, that, you know, potentially in the future, we may end up taking this on
we're
the
going
road.
On the road, baby. Let me just take over from Pete here. We're you going on the road, Winnebago style.
You can't see, fuck all. because obviously all the lights are on the fucking stage, so you can't see anything behind that. So you just hear random people shout to the fact, and you can't see who the fuck it is, right? So you can basically just shout anything like "wanker." Who the fuck was that?
What are you going to do? Get anyone. Hold of them?
Do you know what I mean?
Pete's sitting there going, "If I could fucking see you, you'd be dead."
I was tempted at one point to just go and windmill through the fucking crowd.
I just love the way that people. That's actually just your eyesight as well. It's very easy to see everyone, but you're just like, "I can't fucking wear my glasses."
I couldn't. I honestly, I don't think I've ever looked so old in my life. And at one point, when they put on other people to stand there or to come onto the stage, I gave them my seat because you know, I'm like, to be fair, like I'm not fucking. I didn't want to sit there while other people just fucking.
I like
there.
To be fair. Oh my God, you're such a lovely guy.
No, so then what I've done is then I'm doing this. So I've given them the seat and I've got the fucking mic. So in the end, they've got the microphone and I'm just stood behind on stage like this, like a fucking spare part. So there's people that guess have come on and I'm just stood behind them going.
That's how I feel on After Sun.
Actually, this is even better. I tried to grab the microphone to say something funny, and the girl who had the microphone, who was a guest that had come on from the audience, went, shh.
Oh, no, he got shushed.
Yeah. But no, it was really fun. So, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds it.
So that was, yeah, that was
question. Because, look, we aren't going to take this. They're going to take this shit on the road. We're going to start shitting on roads. But we're looking at venues 1,000+. But my question is, I did have a question. When we do... And to be honest, it's just a blessing that Pete's actually even gone this far, because at the start he didn't even want to do a podcast. Now he's sitting down in beers fucking loving life with cue cards and shit, being like, yeah, mate, we're like a fully fledged podcast. So just for advice, did it ever go quiet? Because that's one of my biggest fears. You're doing a live podcast and you're like, so.
No, but in all seriousness, no, because Grace is really, really good. But also, it would never go quiet if we did it either.
Why?
Because I know you very well, and you can't handle silence of any kind. So what you would do is...
Be a legend.
Oh, no. You just waffle, and you're very good at waffling and doing weird shit to fill a silence. When, like, there was no way it would be a... What do you think? We're just going to sit up there in the podcast and then go... Anyone, what should we talk about now?
It'd be the death of me. It would be the death of me. I would die. If that happened to me, if it was silent, I was like,
I'd just point out, this is coming from the guy who has, what was that fucking thing you did in Birmingham? Fucking Hits Porsche.
When you're in front of live. Hits Live.
Yeah, whatever. In front of a fucking however many people. You'd be fine.
I believe it was 20,000 screaming fans.
So what are you worried about doing a fucking live podcast tour with six people in the audience for?
Well, it's not going to be six though, is it?
No, we'll be lucky to get six.
We'll sell it, mate. If it went silent, I'd do anything. I'd do a shit on the stage.
Mate, we could do...
I'd do anything just to get people talking.
We'd struggle to sell out Chicken Cottage, mate. I don't know why you think that there's going to be a fucking huge, great big fucking venue and loads of people are going to come.
Well, I think if we go.
I'll tell you what then. All right, so this is for anyone that's now listening to this. If you would come, let us know and we'll see how many we get. And I don't reckon we'll get above 50. Why is no one listening? Mate, it's okay. It'll be fine.
I genuinely believe with my whole heart that me and you are going to host I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I think we're going to host it. We're going to host Love Island together.
That's never going to happen, is
Why?
It? Are you joking?
You've got to have dreams.
Well, that certainly isn't mine.
What? Okay, what's your dream? What could
my dream would be to buy a fucking treehouse in a fucking forest and live there with a million dogs and goats and not have to speak to any fucker for the rest of my life and own a brewery.
That's why we work so well together.
I'd like to live off-grid.
Off-grid. Off-grid.
Yeah, genuinely, I would. I'd love it. I'd be so happy.
You've got two dogs and a snake at this point, right?
I really want
to. You're fucking course you do.
No one would know. I just want to be off grid and away from all the fucking shite.
Well, that's not going to happen because in my hopes and dreams, and I will make this happen, and I'm not going to stop until we do. We're fucking Ant and Dec. If Ant and Dec went, Sam and Pete, we're going to leave the business, right? And you can take over us. All you got to do is give us a blazer. I'd do it.
You actually 100% would.
I'd do it. I'd take one for the team. I'd be like, Pete, stand back. Get on my knees. All I'd want is
Pete,
a pillow.
Stand
there.
Back. Why would I be there? What am I doing? Watching?
Yeah, because it's both of us. I'm taking one for the team.
So if you could have their job, you'd
You say me as if it's solo me. I'm doing this for us. We're going in because I wouldn't go without you. I refuse. We're gonna be Ant and Dec hosting. Then we're gonna go to LA. I've already got mapped out for us. Then we're gonna go to LA. You're gonna sleep with Kylie Jenner, by the way. And then we're going to get on the Kardashians.
That's me retired, lads.
And then we're going to get on the Kardashians. And then I'm going to be your sort of sidekick on there. And I'm going to be like, hey, Pete, what's going on?
How have you become the sidekick?
And I'll start driving you around places. You know, those big Chevrolets that they have. And I'll start driving you and Kylie Jenner around. And we'll be part of the LA scene. And right. then we'll take over James Corden's things. And then we'll be in a movie, possibly Cats 2.
Fuck, well, it can't be any fucking worse than Cats 1, can
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we'll be in fucking Cats 2.
One of my favourite ever songs in that film, though.
What is it?
Jennifer Hudson did a great job.
Go
Memories.
On.
Originally sang by Elaine Page in the musical.
Go on.
Memories. No, I'm not going to sing it. Moving on. So, that's Staying Relevant for the week.
So you did Grace Barry's podcast.
I forgot we're still on that, are we?
Yeah, The Sidebar of Shame. Dun-dun-dun-dish.
Dish.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dish. Sidebar of Shame. So, this week, iconic TV show.
Oh, fuck! I know what you're about to say. I know.
Iconic.
Yeah.
The third best reality show in the UK over years.
Geordie Shore.
Geordie Shore.
Gone.
Ever watched it? 12 years, I think.
I'd never watched it. Like, do you know what I used to love? It's Jersey Shore.
Never.
Years ago, I used to love. So Jersey Shore came first, and then Geordie Shore came.
Yeah. Has that been next?
Geordie Shore, yeah.
Cool, we'll talk about it on another episode. Yeah. What do you think about Geordie Shore?
So I never watched it, like, episode to episode. I used to see, like, clips here and there and stuff. It used to be absolutely massive. I'd go as far as to say the biggest show on the TV at the
I think
top.
it was after Chelsea and Towie.
By a year, maybe. It was pretty close.
Yeah, they all started at a similar sort of time, didn't they? And I think Geordie Shore, back in the day...
Did you watch it?
No.
Did you meet any of them? Do you know any of them? You know Charlotte?
I know Charlotte really well. Vicky's one of my best mates.
Oh, fuck me. Vicky Patterson was on it.
Yeah, Vicky's one of my best mates. So I know her. I don't know who's on it now. Sophie. Sophie is now... Well, actually, that's quite a good point. So Geordie Shore's finished. I don't know if Sophie was still on it. She's now joined Towie.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, because she's dating one of the guys from Towie.
Yeah, but the problem is, you make the move over from Geordie Shore to Towie.
Has just there been any crossovers over the years?
No, we tried to get Pete on Chelsea.
I was just about to say, I know... And Geordie Shore, I've been asked to do a thing for them as well. Like, but I don't think there's been crossovers. I don't know if Sophie's the first one.
We tried so hard to get Pete on Made in Chelsea. It was at a time where I didn't really have any friends. And we just wanted him to make an appearance on one of his motorbikes. Towie just wouldn't let you.
No, I wasn't allowed.
Yeah, you wouldn't. And we actually offered me in return.
Yeah.
We were like.
Yeah, and that's like, when they really said no.
Yeah, we were like, we'll give Sam for a scene as well. We'll do a swap for just for a scene. And Chelsea said yes, and Towie said no.
But yeah, Geordie Shore, I think, is probably known for being the... Towie's sort of known for, like, was known for the drama back in the day and all that sort of stuff. Chelsea was just the posh people no one could relate to. But I think now, I mean, I don't watch them, but now Chelsea's the good one, isn't it? That's got the drama and all the rest of it. But Geordie Shore was always the fucking wild one. I mean, they used to fucking piss and shit on each other and fucking, like, just do absolutely fucking mental stuff. That was always, like, the rogue, proper, wild one.
Do you know what I always find really funny? Not funny, actually, it's not funny. I find this really interesting. Is that you, like, when they go on, they're all so happy to, like, go on and, like, shit on people and stuff like that. And then they get to a certain level of, like, status. And they go... I just wish I'd never done it. I just wish I'd never done it. You know, and they turn and they suddenly become like these, like, actual, they're like, I need to move my career into the more sort of like, into the, what's the word, more professional sort of light. And they're like, it's just so terrible. It's just so terrible. And it's like, you did it. Like, you can't sit there and just suddenly turn around and say it's terrible. It got you to where you are.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the point. Yeah, a lot of people, when they do reality TV, they then come away from it and then just don't pretend like they never did that. But that is how you end up doing a lot of them things. And, you know, like I said it the other week, I think, when we did the thing about me leaving town. I owe a lot to that show, and you owe a lot to Made in Chelsea, because we probably wouldn't be doing what we're doing now. However... You have to own some of the shit that you've done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I have to own some of the fucking silly things I've done. But the whole point is, you've done embarrassing shit, and now you've got to a point where you're doing, like, Brad Pitt stuff. But you have to own that you did all that stuff. Does that make sense?
Exactly. No, I agree.
And that's what I'm saying. And a lot of people, they go and do them sort of shows and then go, I don't recall. It's like a politician. I don't recall that.
No, no.
It's on TV.
We've seen you shit
we've seen
in a
you
bag.
Shit on someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But people then like to make out that it's just so dead, like you're in a completely different world now. You're not. everything to the fact that you shat on someone, so well done.
Did someone actually shit on someone?
I don't think anyone shit on anyone.
I don't know if that's actually true.
No, well, they were just wilder, weren't they? Back when we did it, or back when Geordie Shaw started, you just kind of did it because you didn't know what the fuck else you...
We missed the point.
You didn't really understand what you were going to get from it.
I did Made in Chelsea thinking I was going to still get a job.
Yeah,
like, I literally went on. I was 20 years old and I was bartending and they just, the producer came in. I was like, oh, my sister's on your show. And they were like, do you want to come and do it? And I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, I want to get into nightclubs for free and go on some dates, thinking I'm going to just enjoy the shit out of the next 2-3 years and then get a job.
And I think Geordie Shaw wasn't, didn't they all live together for like a certain amount of time? Wasn't it like that?
They all stayed in the house.
Yeah, so they all stayed in the house. So imagine then when that started 12 years ago, all being just really young, we're going to pay you to live in a house and get pissed.
At 20 years old. At 20 years old, sweet, we'll do
fucking
that.
Fucking yeah. And then not realising all the shit that come, like, they weren't fucking all the deals and all the fucking other crap.
Mate, there was Twitter. So it's interesting, it's sad though that Geordie Shaw's got, I never used to watch it, like, properly.
Because it's the first of the three, the UK big three, I'd say, for reality TV, if you, the original big three, that he's gone.
Yeah.
And then, so there's only Chelsea and Towie left.
Back in the day, it was like Wild West.
Oh, yeah, it was fucking, yeah, there was no welfare stuff.
There was
stuff
no welfare stuff at
and
all.
And it's right that there is now, fully, but it, yeah, like back then, fuck me. Like, you would never be able to do the stuff that used to go on back
in the day.
TV now. Oh, do you know what? I've actually got an interesting one.
Yeah, go on.
Molly May.
Oh, so, no. Someone who doesn't ever, it's like, we don't want to talk about Love Island people.
No, because I'm going to say, and I read something this week, and I actually make it right. Listen, I took the piss the other week out of the kid, because the kid has got a fucking stupid name. But, beautiful family, and I think she's fucking done really well.
He's panicking.
No, I'm not. But she actually, do feel a bit sorry for her this week. She's been absolutely fucking done. It was trending on Twitter again about the fact that she went to the gym.
Because people are saying
that you've got a fucking newborn kid, you shouldn't be doing that. Whilst old Tommy Fury said in a press interview, I barely fucking, do you know what I mean? She's done everything. She ain't even bothered me since I've been in training camp for 2 months.
Yeah.
And everyone's then having a go at him and her for her going to the gym, him not being there for the kid, as if they're like failing as parents. And I feel it's out of order.
Yeah, but let me just slide in here, because what's actually going to happen is the majority of people who use, right, and they're going to turn around and be like, no, you're all being a bunch of wankers. If someone goes to the gym, they'll go to the gym. It'll work in their favour. Because they'll be like, so basically Molly's a strong, independent woman when Tommy's out there working. Yeah. And everyone will turn around and be like, good on you. Brilliant press.
I see. Yeah, because I just feel a bit... And listen, I don't often fucking feel bad for people.
You've never felt bad for me once.
And actually, weirdly enough, and this is another thing, whenever you do press, whenever you've got something coming out or whatever else, the headline is you talking about me. It's mental.
So that's it for this episode of Staying Relevant. I'm very sorry that, you know, I've come to you with tonsillitis and I haven't done much.
That no one's noticed. Thing wrong with him.
Well, there is. I'm very ill and I haven't really managed
3 days off to game.
No, gaming was great. Hogwarts Legacy, by the way, if you haven't played it, fucking beautiful. What I would really implore, though, for the listener is...
This is the bed coming
if
off.
You, if you wouldn't mind, just writing a review... commenting where you can and giving us a star rating, preferably 5, it'd really go a long way. And there's only so much I can keep Pete here. So we've got to keep him here.
Well, don't bother, and I can go and find something else to do. So you can follow us on Instagram at Staying Relevant Podcast. Apparently you can follow us on TikTok.
Yeah, tell him about TikTok.
No idea. I don't have it. I literally have no idea, but Staying Relevant Podcast, is that right? TikTok, that's the one. Subscribe on YouTube. Fuck, we've got a lot of platforms.
We do.
Subscribe on YouTube, just search Staying Relevant Podcast. We're at every Monday, a new podcast on all platforms, and every Friday for the YouTube, which has extra bits.
Yeah, we've got extra bits for you. We've been Pete Wicks and Sam Thompson, or as we like to call ourselves, Spam.
We've never called ourselves Spam.
Have a nice day.
I said that this week.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I got asked the question. People said, do you actually really hate Sam? And I said, no, I don't hate him. And they was like, do you like him? I was like, no, I don't like him. I love him.
Just got a message from my boss going, very random question. What size are you in women's clothing? It's a good start.
I don't think that is a random question for you.
Why do you... Get up and do a shimmy.
I can't dance
No,
for
dance
shit.
For us. Pete, dance for us.
I literally have no rhythm.
Hey,
absolutely
Pete,
no
Pete,
rhythm.
Dance for
I
the listener.
I can't even clap to a fucking beat.
Ready? Here we go. Dance the listener. a Woomba way, a Woomba way, a Woomba way, a Woomba way. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Have
you got a dance?
No, I'm not done.
Okay, right, sorry. Anyway, sorry, we got way off track.
You can't dance either, just for the record.
You fucking joking?
No, 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 I'm sorry. You learning a TikTok dance fucking for 3 days. Here we go, go on.
Geezer.
He's going to dance in Crocs. Now, leave the Crocs on. Put them in sport mode.
Geezer.
Put them in sport mode.
I don't mean to fucking... oh, I've done my knee. Oh, oh, that's
Sam,
tough, that is.
Do you remember you've had 3 days off work because you're ill?
Don't be a dick.
I'm just saying, mate. But
I've actually really hurt my knee there.
I'm just saying you've had 3 days off work because you're ill, but you are breakdancing. Oh, dear, you don't help yourself, dear. So,
do you see that, though?
Insanity Group.